Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
72067.
Okay, 72067, and thank you for that information. One moment, please. Excuse me. All right, and if I could also please have your first and last name.
I'm Donna M. Argotti, A-R-G-O-T-T-I.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please.
Oh, there's no M in it.
Let's see. Argotti.
Sorry, no
okay,
M.
Okay, one moment, please, while I access your account. All right, I am still accessing information. Okay, let's see. Okay, Ms. Argotti, for security purposes, please verify your address.
249 Salt Cave Drive, Higdon, Arkansas, 72067.
All right, thank you so much. And one moment, please, while I access the remaining information. All right, I am still accessing information. About to get there. Okay. I apologize for the wait. I'm about to get there.
Okay,
let's see. All right, I've got an account located that shows your name and your address. And let's see if it's still showing as... All right, I'm sorry about that. I have located your account showing your name and address, and you're calling us about the Bytes Hub app is what
and that
it shows.
Is what is that for?
It's called the Bytes, B-I-T-E-S, Hub, H-U-B, app, excuse me. With it, it starts with an individual completing a survey and entering a contest. It shows that a Dyson vacuum is what was offered to win or to purchase. Bytes Hub app was in the terms and conditions for the offer. With the app, it provides a customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you with leading a healthier lifestyle. Also helps you to count calories.
Okay, I don't know anything about it, and I don't want it, so I would prefer to get it refunded both times that's been charged to me.
Okay, if you don't remember anything about completing a survey, which is how this starts, usually it's with the use of an Android or an iPhone, and it does show that a Dyson vacuum is the product that was offered. We just assist with what's in terms and conditions. I can go ahead and get you transferred over to the fraud department where they're supposed to assist with an unauthorized purchase there. But I do need to note the account for you.
Okay.
It'll take just a moment. All right, let's see. All right, it'll be just a few more minutes. Get the call set up for you. All right, once again, I apologize for the wait. It'll be few more minutes here. All right, a couple more things to put in. Let's see, what was the... That was the number associated with that. All right, so let me get you transferred over to the fraud department. I did, of course, close out this account, so you don't have to worry about any further billing. But the fraud department will assist with the order here. All right, so let me make sure that's updated. All right, ma'am, is there, pardon me, is there anything else I can answer for you before I get you transferred?
No, I can't think of anything.
As long as this is refunded.
Excuse me. The fraud department will go over the account with you, and they can also get it over to a for a pending investigation as well. And let's see, get you to the correct department. All right, ma'am, thank you for calling customer support, and please hold for the transfer.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Oops.